I've never been in a helicopter. I've never been to Iraq, and I've never even been to New Orleans. So please just stop. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us, a very special guest this hour. We will be joined by pure rock and roll royalty, Mike Rutherford from Genesis, from Mike and the Mechanics. He'll stop by and talk about the new Mike and the Mechanics tour. They've got a new CD and a very interesting book that Mike has just released as well, and we'll talk all about it. And then, do you remember the arcade? Off you would go with your quarters and all of your neon on, and oh, you would go there and play Pac-Man and Galaga and Asteroids, and there she would be, that cute girl from math class. Well, that kind of faded away as everyone decided to go and sit in their basements and spend their lives playing video games at home. So the companies that make these arcade games have to ratchet it up and make things that will give you experiences that you cannot get by sitting in your jammies and playing video games in your basement. And we'll talk about it. And then sports in focus with Adam Walsky. It is time for the NBA All-Star Game. We just had the NHL All-Star Game, and we just had the NFL Pro Bowl. Adam is sick of All-Star Games, and he will explain why. Followed by the dumbest NFL injuries ever endured. One of them involves fondue. We start things off this hour with a story that was all over social media, all over everyone's lips, and that is Brian Williams. Brian Williams has been suspended 6 months by NBC News, but then Brian was telling everyone he was only suspended for 4 months. I guess old habits die hard. Well, anyway. So Brian Williams, caught that he was embellishing, or as he says, misremembering things. And there was an interview with Stars and Stripes, which really put Brian in a bad light, because you can hear him trying to misremember properly and embellish and kind of follow one story with another. And he's building an igloo of snow blocks in April when it's 70 degrees out and it was not holding up any longer. It makes you wonder, will this finally signal the end of the big network anchorman? We are no longer in the days of Cronkite and Huntley and Brinkley, or even Harry Reasoner and Howard K. Smith. It is a much different world. We get our news constantly and from different sources. No one waits until 6:30 at night to sit down, turn on one of the networks to watch Brian Williams on NBC or Scott Pelley on CBS or whoever that guy is on ABC, David whatever, tell us what is going on in the world. No, you're getting it from social media. You're getting it from your media of choice. A lot of times now we tend to go to news outlets that support our political beliefs. Don't believe me? Fox News, MSNBC, please. It's the way things work now. When will the networks realize that maybe they're spending too much money chasing an audience that really isn't there anymore? Do you think anyone younger than 40 is running home to watch the network news to find out what happened with that trusting face, Brian Williams? Of course not. So I think this may really signal a tide change as to how the networks are going to approach network news in the future. You know what? If they're trying to legitimize MSNBC, why not just have MSNBC handle a half-hour news, slide Rachel Maddow over, and do MSNBC nightly news and save a whole lot of money? The other story that caught me this week was Neil Armstrong. Yes, the first man on the moon. His wife was, you know, Neil passed away, obviously, several years ago. His wife's going through his closet and she finds the camera that he recorded stuff on the moon with. And other accoutrements. How does this stuff stay hidden for so long? Since 1969. And didn't NASA ever ask for it back? And it tells me one thing. Mrs. Armstrong needs to clean the house a little bit better. Because if he's got a bag of goodies from the moon hidden in the closet since 1969, are we looking at another edition of Hoarders here? Hoarders, astronauts, and their families. I don't know. Anyway, just something that struck me as odd. I'd love to get into the Armstrong household and root around and see what other little goodies we can find there as well. They never did find Jimmy Hoffa, did they not? Stay with us. Mike Rutherford coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. A document signed by 155 marine scientists from 26 countries says that carbon dioxide emissions are threatening marine life and human food supplies by making the oceans more acidic. Turns out oceans absorb about a quarter of the carbon dioxide floating in the atmosphere, forming carbonic acid. This increases the acidity of seawater, dissolving coral and shells and even shellfish. As this ocean acidification accelerates, it's expected to destroy most coral reefs by mid-century, threatening fishing and tourism while affecting the food supplies of millions. That is, if world leaders don't get more serious, these scientists say. So what can we do? For starters, we can burn less fuel and use less electricity, because what goes up as smoke is now coming down as acid. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Jenny was preparing lunch for her 6-year-old one afternoon when she heard tires screeching and a crash. She ran out into the front yard to find that a car had broken through the fence in the yard and killed her child. In addition to wrongful death, Jenny sued the driver for her own injuries from emotional trauma. Will Jenny be able to win this case? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jenny saw the results of the accident, but did not actually witness the death of her child, so she cannot win the emotional trauma case. And that's the final verdict.